It's hard to police everything that happens on the oceans. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Heather Welch, project scientist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, looks to help illuminate some of the issues faced in this endeavor.
The oceans are a modern-day Wild West, a vast expanse of water that's challenging to surveil and police. Surveillance at sea is aided by the Automatic Identification System, or AIS, which are shipboard transponders that broadcast vessel location. But fishing vessels sometimes disable their transponders, going dark and hiding their activities at sea. We set out to explore where and why fishing vessels hide their activities. We found that AIS disabling obscured around 1.6 million hours of vessel activity each year, which is concerning because we also found that vessels frequently go dark to obscure nefarious activities. Fishing vessels disabled their transponders adjacent to exclusive economic zones, which are geopolitical borders that delineate national and international waters. Vessels going dark near these boundaries are likely fishing without authorization. We found a disabling hotspot near Argentina, where authorities have captured and fined many foreign vessels for illegal fishing. Fishing vessels also disabled their transponders in transshipment hotspots. Transshipment is the at-sea transfer of catch, people, and supplies between fishing vessels and refrigerated cargo vessels. When poorly monitored, it provides a means of laundering illegally caught seafood into the supply chain and has been linked to forced labor and human trafficking. However, vessels can also go dark for legal reasons. Fishing vessels disabled to hide their locations from competitors and to hide their positions in dangerous waters prone to piracy. While the act of AIS disabling itself doesn't necessarily indicate illegal behavior, we find it's a risk factor for unauthorized fishing and transshipments. This type of information can aid enforcement of our seas, the global commons we all rely on.
That was Heather Welch of the University of California, Santa Cruz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.